Measures submitted to the voters. Municipal, City of Sausalito, Measure K. Shall the measure repealing the existing ban on cannabis sales in the City of Sausalito, establishing an application process for retail cannabis businesses, giving preference to local applicants that expressed interest in operating a cannabis business before April 1, 2021, authorizing one storefront and one delivery-only cannabis business, regulating the operations and location of cannabis businesses, and requiring payment to the city of the greater of 7.5% net profits or $50,000 per year be adopted? Yes? No? Impartial analysis by City Attorney, City of Sausalito, Measure K. The Municipal Code currently prohibits all medical, recreational, commercial, and delivery cannabis businesses from operating in Sausalito. Measure K is a voter-sponsored initiative that would repeal existing prohibitions and authorize two cannabis retailers, one storefront retailer and one delivery-only business, to operate in the city. A storefront retailer sells and delivers cannabis products from a storefront. A storefront retailer would be allowed in the following zones if the location is at least 1,000 feet from any school: central commercial, commercial residential, neighborhood commercial, commercial waterfront, shopping center, industrial, and waterfront, including a permanently moored structure. A delivery-only business delivers cannabis products from a location that is closed to the public. A delivery-only business would be allowed in the commercial waterfront and industrial zones if the location is at least 1,000 feet from any school. Under the measure, applicants for cannabis licenses must meet minimum application standards, including 1. One owner resides in the city. 2. One owner has experience managing, operating, or owning a business in the city. 3. One owner expressed their interest in operating a cannabis business to the City Council between December 31, 2018 and April 20, 2021. And 4. One owner or applicant hosted 2 community outreach meetings, attended at least 3 meetings of community organizations in the city, and met with 1 faith leader to discuss their interest in operating a cannabis business in the city before April 20, 2021. If only 1 applicant meets the minimum application standards for either type of business, that applicant is entitled to a license. If no applicants meet the minimum application standards, other applicants may be considered. If more than 1 applicant meets the minimum application standards, the measure provides a selection process. Recipients of storefront retailer and delivery-only licenses must pay the city 7.5% of net profits or $50,000 per year in which the business is operational, whichever is greater. The city may also charge reasonable registration and annual fees to recover the costs incurred to regulate each cannabis business. The measure also contains requirements regulating, among other things, cannabis businesses 1. Hours of operation, 2. Security, 3. Use of electronic age verification devices, 4. Odors, 5. Signs, 6. Sale of alcohol, tobacco, and tobacco vape products, which are prohibited, and 7. Ability to move. If the measure passes, it can only be changed, amended, or repealed by a vote of the people. Voting yes favors repealing current prohibitions entirely and allowing 2 commercial cannabis businesses to operate in Sausalito as described above. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure K. The full text of Measure K is printed in the voter's information pamphlet and is also available on the City of Sausalito's website at http://www.sausalito.gov. If you desire a copy of the measure, please call the City Clerk's office at 415-289-4165, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Signed by Gregory J. Rubens, City Attorney of Sausalito. Argument in favor of Measure K. Yes on Measure K for a safer, healthier Sausalito. It's been 6 years since Sausalitans overwhelmingly voted for sensible, safe cannabis legalization. Yet elderly residents still cannot get their medicine, and illegal dealers still operate with impunity. We wrote Measure K after years of meetings with Sausalito residents, merchants, and leaders to reflect what our community wants. It will allow only one quality cannabis dispensary and one delivery. Require licensed security who only admit adults. Ensure all products are tested, sealed, and safe. Reduce teen access to cannabis. Help put illegal dealers out of business. Nearly double how far a cannabis business must be from schools. Increase local tax revenue. Guarantee $100,000 plus per year in community benefits directly to Sausalito. Create 24 good jobs. Promote local hiring and social equity. Help local businesses recover from COVID. Prioritize local residents and small business owners. There are hundreds of regulated dispensaries around California and thousands more in 37 other states. These stores contribute to their communities and look and feel like any other retailer. And study after study proves they improve safety. Dispensaries reduce opioid mortality rates by about 40%, National Bureau of Economic Research 2015. Teen cannabis use went down after legalization in Oregon, Colorado, and Washington. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 2008 to 2019. In California, there's a significant relationship between dispensary allowances and decreased property crime. Institute for Labor Economics, 2018. I've been a Sausalito resident for 40 years, a city commissioner, mother, and volunteer in our community. I became a cannabis advocate when I saw it help my husband Mark recover from brain surgery. We can help more people like Mark. Please don't let misinformation or fear drive our policies anymore. Please join me in voting yes on K. Karen Cleary, sponsor, 40-year Sausalito resident. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure K. Measure K is not about making a safer, healthier Sausalito. Our elderly residents can get safe, convenient medical marijuana by local delivery services and nearby stores. Any adult can purchase recreational cannabis. Who is behind Measure K? Otter Brands founder and CEO Connor Johnston is not local. Johnston co-owns Burners on Haight, partnering with Burner, the CEO of Cookies, a billion-dollar international cannabis conglomerate. Burner pioneered marketing products like flavored cannabis vapes and smell-proof backpacks on Instagram. This strategy undeniably attracts youth. What current studies prove? A 2022 USC study links California local retail cannabis stores to increased local teen use. Worse, Otter Brands' preferred store location is closer to schools and playgrounds than the state recommends. Oregon, Colorado, and Washington have plenty of stores, but some of the highest teen cannabis use in the nation. The illegal market has only grown despite legal stores. A 2022 NIH study finds no evidence cannabis laws are associated with decreased opioid deaths. Karen Cleary's argument cites 2015 data. Costs to our community. Otter Brands lawyers already cost us by suing to kick out a competing social equity cannabis measure. Their lawyers continue to demand special treatment and rule waivers, signaling more legal fights in the future. The $50,000 community benefit per cannabis business is a pittance compared to city attorney fees, staff time, and other expenses. Let's not invite a cannabis monopoly to dictate laws for our small town. This initiative is not what they say it is. Don't be duped. Vote no on K. Paul Mowry, Ali Bear, Ann B. Dorsey, Dennis Scremin, former mayor and psychotherapist, Kurt Weinsheimer. Argument against Measure K. Reject this initiative. Vote no. Corporate cannabis shouldn't be making Sausalito laws. This corporate initiative takes away local control from Sausalito residents, evades oversight and regulation by elected officials, and grants power solely to the cannabis corporation Otter Brands. It gives a monopoly to Otter Brands, ensuring only they meet the specific requirements for a cannabis store license and their associates for a cannabis delivery business. Many of us voted to decriminalize and regulate cannabis with Prop 64. This measure is not about that. It's a power grab by corporate cannabis. No restrictions on high-potency THC, up to 99%, making today's cannabis a different drug than it once was. No restrictions on the sale of flavored vaping products, appealing to youth. No traffic or parking impact studies. No requirement for a city permit or conditional use permit. No city controls regulating the business. No ability for the city to negotiate on cannabis taxes. No requirement for distance from residents' properties. No restrictions on adjacent or on-site consumption. No efforts to mitigate the environmental impact of cannabis waste. Revenues to Sausalito are illusory. They will be far less than what could be collected if this initiative is defeated and the city enacts cannabis revenue legislation. A lawsuit against Sausalito, filed by Otter Brands Ally, eliminated a competing ballot initiative, ensuring only Otter Brands remained on the ballot. Costs from litigation, law enforcement, and city staff time will be substantial. Every town in Marin has rejected corporate cannabis storefronts. This initiative is severely flawed. Its restrictive terms tie the city's hands. Changes likely will require another costly ballot measure. Future cannabis laws should be made by Sausalito's elected city council members with public input, regulation, and public health and safety protections. Alicia Leach, sales tech. Paul Mowry, pastor. Elizabeth S. O'Keefe, long-term resident. Kurt Weinsheimer, tech executive. Thomas Theodorus, former mayor Sausalito. Rebuttal to the argument against Measure K. Measure K will make Sausalito safer and stronger. Measure K's opponents are usually out-of-town corporations wanting to muscle into Sausalito or people uninformed about the benefits of safe adult cannabis regulations. They focus on political processes and scare tactics because they are wrong on the facts. 1. 8 out of 10 Sausalitans voted for cannabis legalization, yet 6 years later nothing has happened. 2. Cannabis is already abundant in Marin. The choice is whether we regulate it. Regulation is working around the country, ensuring all products are safe and available only to adults. Measure K will reduce teen access to cannabis and increase distances from schools. K will create jobs, improve safety, help local retailers, and generate taxes. 3. K allows only one small store and one delivery business through competitive licensing processes. 4. Measure K guarantees at least $100,000 to Sausalito every year. 5. K was written by locals for our local community, the product of years of outreach in Sausalito. Written by Karen Cleary, a 40-year Sausalito resident, the owner of CrossFit Sausalito, and a Mill Valley native whose mom worked for Sausalito schools. Prioritizes Sausalito residents and small businesses for licenses. Opponents call this a weakness. We call it essential. 6. Measure K enacts strict local regulations on security, ID checks, product safety, hours, and zoning locations, plus 500-plus pages of California cannabis regulations. If a business doesn't comply or pay community benefits, it can lose its license, prompting a new competitive application process. Vote yes on K for a safer, stronger Sausalito. Jennifer Green, nurse, addiction counselor, Sausalito resident. Ines Pogny, owner of Sausalito, board member of Sausalito Chamber of Commerce. Bill Johnston, chief of San Francisco Juvenile Probation Department, retired. Ivo Labar, partner at Sawyer & Labar LLP, Gate 5 Road. Sean Richard, social equity cannabis licensee, founder of Brothers Against Guns nonprofit.